Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day. Hearts torn in every way.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood, senior partner with Tatum LLC. Sam, tell us about Tatum.
Tatum's an organization across the country now with about in 30 markets, hundreds of partners, and what we do is provide CFO, Chief Financial Officer, and Chief Technology Officers for companies that are small, medium-sized. We do it on an outsourced basis where and we do projects in this area of finance and technology for businesses that need the services of a CFO and chief technical officer, either part-time or temporarily, or very often permanently, because they like the idea of the flexibility of having the guy or gal there. Exactly when they need them, they pay on an outsourced basis. So it's very simple and cost effective way of having the horsepower when you need it.
It's an executive you can rent situation, folks. So check
executive
them out
for rent.
Check them out at Tatum LLC. It's TatumLLC.com. Is that right, Sam?
That's correct. That's the website.
We're talking about the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam, the only thing left to talk about really is employment. And both of these numbers are up. Tell us why.
Well, they're up. The primary feature here is not – there are two elements to it. One is how many people are you going to be hiring more people or are you going to be terminating fewer people? And the driver of the employment is not so much that businesses are hiring more, but that they're terminating fewer. In our survey, so it's kind of a reduction of the negative aspect that gives it a positive arrow.
Mm-hmm.
We think employment is not so strong, but as business conditions improve, then the layoffs are falling away.
This is something we've talked about quite a bit over the years, Sam, especially the last 3 years or so. Yeah. The United States has a real serious problem with our unemployment. We've got pressure on employment coming from technology. Now, you never mind the economy, never mind the global scenario, but within each organization, there's pressure on employment from technology. Technology is businesses can use technology to convert capital into profit, into sales and profits more than ever before. Even small businesses can do that. We got that kind of pressure on employment, on unemployment. We've got the structural situation, which is where you got a lot of people who are not qualified for 21st century jobs. There are a lot of businesses out there, Sam, who need workers right now, who could hire well-paid workers. They can't find anybody qualified to work for them. What are we going to do about this, Sam?
Well, we need job training, and we need to pay a higher level of attention and respect for skilled trades. You know, there's a shortage of skilled tradespeople.
Right.
Pipe fitters and mechanics and people who know how to keep the machinery running. Businesses but there's just a shortage of those skills right now, in addition to the technology schools skills. And I would hope that, we shouldn't look to government to solve all our problems. I am not saying that, but I would say that whatever we can do to encourage both business and government to help provide training and retraining for adults to be prepared for the jobs that are current and prospective, that would be a good thing.
Have you heard any of the candidates, Republican or Democrat, any of the presidential candidates, president or the GOP, talk about this issue? I haven't heard one of them bring up the topic of the structural unemployed. What do you think?
I have not heard it either, and it's
it blows my mind.
From the from the debates. Yep, that's a ripe area. Everybody, we all should be concerned about it, and I'm hoping that that'll come out somewhere in this political season.
But you know, Sam, I've been warning about structural unemployment for years.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed that other people don't see this as a problem that you and I know that it is. But we'll see how it goes. I got to wrap it up, Sam. Right. Give us that website quickly one more time.
Tatum, it's www.tatum, T-A-T-U-M, LLC.com.
Hey, Sam, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always. We'll see you next time.
Okay, looking forward. Thank you, Jim.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back. I will be, too, after the break. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.